الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected علماء اكرام elders, brothers and young ones in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in the Qur'an al-Kareem and in deen with such knowledge that could not have been acquired through the ordinary methods of acquiring knowledge. The knowledge, the typical knowledge, the knowledge of what we can see, what we can hear, what we can smell, taste and touch, what we can fathom through our understanding, what we can calculate, what we can analyze. So this is knowledge that Allah has given us faculties, He's given us senses, logic. But there are certain things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly sends to us through the medium of divine knowledge and wahi, because of the importance, because of it in many cases perhaps being beyond the ability of the human mind to fathom, to unravel, to calculate, to understand on its own. And it is a very great blessing from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we study the people of the past, many of them used to spend years of their lives, the philosophers of the past, that what is the purpose of existence? What are the keys to success? And these answers have been given to us in numerous places in the Quran al-Kareem. And the ayat that I recited from Surah Al-Asr, this is one example of those surahs that in a few words encapsulate the entire deen for us. In fact, Hazrat Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi used to say that this surah is sufficient for a person insofar as his deen goes. If we understand what the surah demands from us, then it is sufficient for a person's success and salvation, which is what all of us are looking for today. Because let me emphasize one thing, that we're living in an age where information, audio tapes, MP3s, recordings, books, they are ample. There have never been more. It hasn't been easier. In fact, you don't even need a CD now. It'll come directly to your phone. But let us understand one thing, that, and this is perhaps where we get mistaken, that just as the body requires nourishment, physical nourishment, and by looking at that food, by speaking about that food, by thinking about that food, the body is not going to get nourished. In the same way, the soul also requires nourishment. And the Quran al-Kareem, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the books that have been written by our ulama, our elders, they explain to us what is the method for deriving that nourishment for the soul. Now, if we fail to follow that path, then it will be to our own detriment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. But this is something really to reflect, because one thinks about it. We're living in a time where there's never been more kitabs, more bayans. But surely there's something that's lacking. Surely there is something that is lacking in us, that is making us more and more distant. More and more distant from the ways of the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet it was that lifestyle, that way of life. My Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, "Ho azad akhtar ghamay do jahan se." ہو آزاد اختر، غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ، سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. Where are we looking for that success, that peace of mind? Where are we looking for it? Where are we looking for it? And we all know these things. We all know these things, but we still go the wrong direction. So Hazrat says that sukoon e jahan hai nizam e Medina, that system which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us about, in that we will find the salvation, the success, the serenity, the peace of mind and peace of heart. In fact, Hazrat goes on to say that ho azad akhtar gham e do jahan se. He tells himself, he speaks to himself saying, oh akhtar, that person who truly becomes a slave of the system of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jo ho jaye dil se ghulam e Medina, ho azad akhtar gham e do jahan se, from the trials and tribulations, the worries, the concerns, the constant jostling for position, for money, for fame, for status, all of that will just fall away in his eyesight. Who? That person who makes the mission of Medina Sharif, the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his objective. So, this particular surah, in a few words, guides us to what is the issue, what is the crux of what has to be done, where we need to focus our energies, where do we need to focus our energies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the creator of both, of all the worlds, the creator of the worlds, Allah says, wal asri, by that time that is also created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this time that is the utensil for us to do whatever we want to do in, time is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innal insana lafi khusr. Mankind, and the mufassirin say, this is because it is a categorical statement. Mankind in its entirety, innal insana lafi khusr. They are in major deception, major loss. They are totally at loss. So the question arises that why are they at loss? Why are we at loss? In other words, we are not fulfilling our objectives. We are not achieving success, which is what we want to achieve. There are obviously exclusions to this, which comes in the ayat going ahead. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, we'll discuss. But what is the reason that we are at loss with regards to our time? It is because that time is being utilized in futile pursuits. It is being utilized in futile pursuits. Things that don't concern us, we want to talk about it. We want to pass it on. We want to pass the messages on. If it's the younger generation, it's the Snapchat and the Facebook. If it's the older, then the elderly ones. Then even now the nanas and dadas are very quick on WhatsApp also. Every single thing we want to pass on. So is this what was our purpose and objective? Was that the purpose of our time? This valuable, valuable gift which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Yabna Adam, innama anta ayyam. Yabna Adam, speaking to himself, O son of Adam, O human being, your essence is but a combination of a few days. Your very essence. What is your reality? What is your substance? Your substance is just the time that you have. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ. So one day goes, you think of it like part of you has gone. Just picture that for a moment. Every day, if a part of you starts disappearing, yet when our time goes, قَدَمْ سُوءِ مَرْقَدْ نَزَرْ سُوءِ دُنْيَا كِدَرْ جَا رَهَا هَي كَهَا دَيْكْ رَهَا هَي. Feet are going towards the qabr. Head is going towards, looking towards the dunya. The head is looking towards the dunya. Where are you going and where are you looking? Where are we going and where are we looking? It reminds me, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib, rahmatullahi, on many, many occasions, he used to give examples. He used to give the example, when you go to the airport, these Allah wallahs were like that, they're like that, that they take out lesson from everything. We go to the airport, you see the departures and arrivals. So do we take a lesson from that, that one day we are also going to depart? The other day I was listening to another great Allah wala. He was, one person mentioned that he was on an escalator with him. And he said, first time that he went on an escalator, very simple person. And then he said, this escalator is like our life in this world. Even if you're standing still, you are moving. How many of us have been on the escalators of this world? But our minds are engrossed in other activities. So, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Why is that loss there? That loss is because our activities are, we are engaged in futile activities. We are engaged in futile activities. Activities that will not benefit our dunya or our akhirat. In fact, in certain cases, they can harm our akhirat. In certain cases, they can harm our akhirat. Where it involves speaking bad about others. On one occasion, Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, listen to this hadith, we don't have the time to go into the full detail. On one occasion, Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for nasihat continuously. He said, Awsini, Awsini, Awsini. One after the other, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the nasihat. But the first nasihat he gave was, Usika bitaqwallah. But bitaqwallah, I give you the nasihat that to live a life that you are engaging in the commands, you are fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining from those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. And he says again, Awsini, Awsini. The last nasihat that in this particular hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he said, لِيَحْجِزْكَ عَنِ النَّاسِ مَا تَعْلَمَ عَنْ نَفْسِكَ. Let what you know about yourself be a barrier to you speaking about other people. Before you move those lips with evil, or even if it is true, the people say that it is, you know, it's true what I'm saying. But if, what is the need to be backbiting? That is the very definition. The very definition of backbiting is when it is true. If it is not true, it is an even greater crime. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu that let what you know about yourself, now let us be honest, look down, as in Urdu they say, apne gareban mein jhaak ke dekho. Look down into your own hearts and your minds. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put a screen, that every time whatever we did was put on that screen publicly, would we be fit to even walk around? So do we have any business talking evil and talking ill about others? The hadith that I narrated is one of those ahadith. The hadith, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were very, very concise but profound in their meaning. نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Again, why? We are trying to understand, why are we at a loss? Why are we at a loss? Because we haven't understood the value of the time that we have. We haven't understood the value of this time that we have. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tries to give us another, he gives us another example for us to understand that there are two ni'mats, there are two blessings that are such, maghboon. The word used is maghboon. Those of you that know some Arabic will know that the word maghboon has to do with trade. It refers to a situation where a person buys something at a price that is more than the price, or he sells something that is extremely valuable at not knowing and understanding the value of those goods, and he sells it at an extremely ridiculously low price. So we have agreed to trade those extremely valuable minutes and seconds and days and hours and months and years of ours for futile activities. What do we get in return? A little bit of joking and laughing. And what did we store up for the hereafter? What did we store up for the hereafter? We shouldn't be like that person. He'll say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. Oh, let my destruction come upon me now. I wish I had sent forward for my hereafter. I wish I had packaged, put some good deeds into the hereafter. So, this aspect of wasting our time in futile activities, this is something that is a fundamental aspect with regards to a person being successful in terms of the akhirat. In terms of the akhirat, we need to make sure that our time is utilized in an absolutely efficient manner. We've seen ulama of our time, pious people of our time, that every single second of the day is planned and utilized in a productive manner. Either for the purposes of some permissible use of for this world, for the advancement of your activities in this world, or for the akhirat. Or for the akhirat. It shouldn't also be that everything is now, everything, all our efforts is to the dunya and we forget about the akhirat. هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا Again, we're talking about loss. Insan, Quran Sharif is saying that insan is at loss. The Quran Sharif is also telling us who is the biggest loser. هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا The last ayat of Surah Al-Kahf, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam exhorted us to recite every week. Every week. And if we read it and we understand it, then we'll probably see the wisdom was that Surah Al-Kahf reminds us about the akhirah continuously. هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ Shall we tell you who is the biggest loser as far as the actions go? الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Those whose actions were entirely in vain. سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ All of their efforts were in vain. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا One is that you are in a loss. One is a person knows that I'm doing a deal. I got no option, I got to lose on this deal. But one is you do a deal and you think you're making money, but meantime you did your calculations wrong and you made a loss. That is a more difficult loss to endure. That will be a loss, a very, very painful loss. Quran Sharif says that وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا Yet these people think that they are achieving very much with their lives. They are achieving very much with their lives. So the first issue that Surah Al-Asr is guiding us on is saying to us that protect this time that you have. Protect it. Protect it by categorizing, utilizing the time in a manner that is going to be most advantageous to you in the hereafter and in this world. There is no harm. There is no harm that we also work for a comfortable life in a permissible manner for this world. Then the Quran Sharif goes on, Surah Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Except those. So everyone is at a loss. Except those, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Those who have brought iman. So the condition for acceptability in the hereafter, the condition for acceptability in the hereafter we know is having our iman. Having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the finality of the Prophet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the other articles of faith, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ And they do good deeds. So in good deeds, many, many things come in. Many, many things, many, many avenues. And each one, it is an ocean. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked on different occasions, different things. According to your personality, according to your energy, according to your stage in life, take advantage of these things. سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ Quran Sharif says, these are the things that we're supposed to be competing with one another in, to that Jannat. So this عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ is a massive area that each and every one of us can invest in for the hereafter. It is a massive area because everything we understand nowadays better perhaps in monetary terms. On one occasion, just to give you an example of the different ways, someone might say that I don't have a lot of money, so I can't do too much of charity in that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave different advices at different times. Read the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On one occasion, Hazrat Uqba bin Amir radiallahu an came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked him, Man najat? Ya Rasulullah, man najat? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah, what profound words. Amlik alayka lisanak. Take control of your tongue. Everyone sitting here, we have our tongues? Or we're also going to say that we don't have. We can't speak. The key to success, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us, Amlik alayka lisanak. Take control of your tongue. In other words, what you are speaking. Let it not be something. On one occasion, the same similar hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu an. He said that, give me some nasihat. And he says to Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu an, don't speak such words that tomorrow you will regret. Don't speak such words that tomorrow you will regret. So again, when we think about loss, whether it be loss of social relationships, loss of money, loss of our honor, loss of respect that people lose nowadays, one of the major elements of leading to this loss is the inability or the failure to control the tongue. So Rasulullah says, we're talking about the positive side now. How do we do these good deeds? The good deeds, amlik alayka lisanak. Control that tongue. You don't need to speak. Then don't speak. وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ. And let your house be sufficient for you. Let your house be encompassing. Let it be your place where you are by and large. That is where you should be. In other words, unnecessarily going here and going there into avenues or into areas where you know it's going to be difficult for you to safeguard your iman. Remember, we are talking again, to remind us once again, we are talking about developing that nourishment for the soul here. Many of these things we have heard again and again. The question that we got to ask ourselves is, when is it going to start having an impact? When am I going to start imbibing it, consuming this and into my soul? So, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ. And the last advice he gives, Hazrat Uqba bin Amir radiallahu an, he says that, وَبْكِ عَلَى خَطِيئَتِكَ. And spend time crying over your sins. Spend some time in that day, that 24 hours that you got, probably I think over 18,000 seconds in the day, a few seconds of that day, just spend crying over your sins. Crying over your sins. This will be an extremely intelligent way of utilizing your time. On another occasion, I mentioned the riwayat of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. When he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me some advice. No, in fact, it was another sahabi. The name is not mentioned on this occasion. The sahabi says, Ausini wa aujiz. Give me some advice, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make it concise, make it short, so that the intention was not to find an easy way out, because the intention was to make amal, to grasp onto that. So on that occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha qumta ila salati, fasalli salata muwaddi'in." When you stand up to perform your salah, read your salah like it is the salah, your last, your final salah. If we knew that this Jummah that we're going to recite, we're going to perform just now, is the final Jummah, how will we perform it? So that is how we must perform the Jummah now. That is how we should perform this Jummah. And there are many, many, these are just some examples. You know, the Quran and Hadith are replete with avenues through which we can save ourselves from loss and connect ourselves, be in this category of people, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, who do good deeds. And then there is the second level which the Quran Sharif talks about. We don't have the time to go into detail. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And it is not only about yourself. Those people are also excluded from loss, who وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. They enjoin, they guide one another, they advise one another with regards to the truth. What is the truth? The truth means that doing those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do and staying away from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to stay away from. We are coming to that age where people are flagrantly violating. We are not saying that everyone and anyone must be, admonishing and telling people, but where you have some authority, some influence, to use that influence to ensure that justice, piety, perhaps we should even use the word sanity today, prevails, then we should do that. If some wrong is happening, then we should have that little bit of thing to stand up and say, "Bhai, this is how we should do it in a nice way." Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that haq baat haq niyat se haq tareeke se kahi jaye, haq baat haq niyat se haq tareeke se kahi jaye to zarur asar hoga. If the true word haq, we're talking about haq wa tawasaw bil haq, if the true word, in other words guidance, whether it's positive to do or negative to stay away from, advice is given in the right manner, with the right intention, and haq baat, the right advice is given with the right manner and the right intention in the right manner, then it will definitely have an effect. It will definitely have an effect. And finally, the Quran Sharif says, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Everything is not going to be exactly as we plan in this world. It is not something for us, those of us who don't have a lot of material possessions. If it is there and it came in a halal way, by all means it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if it is not there and there are challenges, it might be in health, it might be in wealth, it might be in other things, then we are enjoined to assist one another with making sabr. Because this is that world, this is that dunya where all of our desires will not be fulfilled. Poet says that, وَمَا قَضَىٰ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهَا لُبَانَتَهُ. No one came in this world and said, every single desire of mine was fulfilled. Even the wealthiest person in the world, he can't say that every single desire of mine was fulfilled. Why? Because وَمَنْ تَهَا أَرَبٌ مِّنْهَا إِلَّا إِلَىٰ أَرَبِي. One desire creates another desire. So let us seek success in those principles which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so easily in the Quran-i-Kareem. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.